Unit 18. Lesson B. Listening. Activity 3.
How small can chips get?
Very small indeed. In 2004, Intel introduced their 85 nanometer technology, and so we had billions of transistors on a chip. 20 years ago, it was only thousands.
And will this process continue indefinitely?
No, it can't. We're going to hit a wall soon.
Hit a wall? What do you mean?
We'll reach an absolute limit, imposed by the fundamental nature of the universe.
Goodness, what does that mean?
As our transistors get smaller and smaller, then the quantity of electrical charge that passes will also get smaller. Okay?
That seems clear enough. It's like the difference between using a large tube and a narrow tube.
Yes, but as we reach the atomic level, then things will get difficult to check on.
Can we really reach the atomic level with information technology?
Not using electrical charge to carry our information. According to quantum physics, it is impossible to know where any single particle is. So, if we don't know where a particle is, we've effectively lost it. So it can't reliably carry our information.
Ah, that's it then. We hit a wall.
We'll have to change technology completely. Now, if we used subatomic particles to carry our information...